the unknown.
Mystery.
Space.
Science!
Have fun.
Adventure.
Suspense.
Fantasy.
Nameless, unreasoning, unjustified terror.
Welcome to Journey number 60 of the Journey Into podcast, featuring Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. I'm your guide on this journey, Marshall Latham, coming to you from base camp in Turner, Oregon. Well, I hope you've had a good week. We're going to lighten things up a little bit. We've been a little heavy with Edgar Allan Poe month, which I enjoyed greatly. However, it's always good to change things up a little bit. And so today I'm going to bring you a space adventure from the 1950s. And it's really the kind of show that I've been looking for. I've been looking for something a little bit campy, a little bit more fun, a little bit more whiz-bang. Kind of the quintessential 1950s type of radio program you might expect. Something that's interesting, though, about this show is that it first became a success as a television show. The television was just bursting onto the scene at the time. And many of the programs that were coming onto television were just adaptations of successful radio shows that the public had already been listening to. But in this case, Space Patrol was on television, and it was a success. The success of the television show spawned an almost instant radio version. And the radio version ran from October of 1952 to March of 1955. And there were about 129 episodes of the show. But another interesting thing is that the same cast of actors performed on both the television and the radio show. And so they had a lot of work to do. But what's interesting is that the radio broadcasts weren't limited by studio sets and costumes and what was feasible on the television screen. But because it was radio, they could be more expansive in their scope and their stories. And that, again, just kind of goes back to my point of the power of audio. And I've always been impressed by how effective just hearing the audio of a story can be. And I think that goes back, as I've said before, to the days when that was the only form of entertainment that existed, was people telling stories. And so that's why I love podcasting. It's why I do this podcast, is to try to present the power of that audio. And it's a very effective form of storytelling. So come with me, and let's journey into space with Commander Corey.
Dapper Dan, you both got your style, but brother, you're never fully dressed without a smile.
Now it's time for any secret message for you members of the Secret Circle. Remember, kids, only members of any Secret Circle can decode any secret message. Remember, Annie is depending on you. Set your pins to B2. Here is the message. 12, 11.
I am 2, in my first 8, secret meeting.
14, 11, 18, 16.
Oh, Pierre was in great voice tonight. 12, I could tell that tonight's message was really important.
3, 25. That's a message from Annie herself. Remember, don't tell anyone.
A stranger from the outside.
Greetings. I am Buzz Lightyear. I come in peace. This is an intergalactic emergency.
I need to commandeer your vessel to Sector 12. Who's in charge here?
High adventure in the wild, vast reaches of space. Missions of daring in the name of interplanetary justice. Travel into the future with Buzz Corey, Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. The Space Patrol, relentless foe of those who menace the freedom of the space lanes. But the Space Patrol was not always a powerful instrument of justice. Once its ships clung close to the planets, powerless to combat the bold marauders who terrorized the void. And then, in a universe filled with fear and chaos, there appeared a leader. This is the story of a man whose vision and courage extended to the stars. The story of how Buzz Corey became Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Our story begins when Buzz Corey was still a captain, piloting a Space Patrol cruiser on a routine mission just off the man-made planet Terra. With him is Cadet Happy, accompanying the captain as student observer. During the patrol, Happ is permitted to take a routine spacephone message from headquarters. Suddenly, he turns to Captain Corey.
Captain, it's the Secretary General.
Thanks, Happy. Captain Corey aboard Terra 1. Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Captain Corey, you will meet the Interplanet Express at the limit of the Terra Patrol perimeter and escort it to Terra Spaceport.
Yes, sir.
The Express is now inward bound from Mars on Space Meridian 109.7. It's carrying the plans for the new top-secret space drive.
I see. Then I'm to relieve the Mars escort ship at the perimeter, sir?
No, Captain. The Mars escort dropped out at the Mars perimeter.
And that means the Express will be without escort between perimeters.
I know your view on that situation, Corey. But until we get more ships and men, we'll have to be watchdogs on a short chain. That's all, Captain.
Very well, Mr. Secretary. I'll proceed as directed. Corey out.
As the Interplanet Express enters the vast, unpatrolled region between perimeters, another ship approaches. At the controls is the tyrant ruler of the planet Neptune, Prince Baccarati. At his side, Dr. Malengro, evil scientific genius, now aiding Baccarati in his subversive acts against the United Planets.
That's the Express, all right, Malengro. Get that no-ray working before a space patrol ship shows up.
No-ray is ready, Your Highness.
Are you sure it will put their ship out of control?
Oh, completely. We'll neutralize their power, their weapons, and their spacephone. Mm.
What about our weapons after we're aboard the Express?
Our ray guns are shielded. The no-ray won't affect them.
Then turn on the ray. It works. Their rockets cut out. Now let's board them and get the space drive planned.
When Buzz and Happy finally sight the Interplanet Express, it's a silent, powerless hulk, drifting in space. Joining the patrol ship airlock to the Express with a magnetic holding field, Buzz and Happy enter the ship to find the entire crew unconscious. After reviving the crew, Buzz questions the still dazed pilot.
And the power failed just as the other ship appeared.
Yes, Captain. None of our weapons worked either. Two men boarded us and knocked us out with ray guns. I guess they got the microfilm, the space drive plans.
They got them, Lieutenant.
I think the controls will work now, sir. The instruments check.
Oh, thanks, Happy. My lieutenant, can you describe that ship?
It was black with a red circle on the hull. In the circle was a black falcon.
Those plans are on their way to Neptune. The black falcon is the emblem of Prince Baccarati. Come on, Happy, back to our ship. I'll catch Baccarati if I have to chase him all the way to Arcturus.
Rockets blasting, Buzz and Happy head toward Neptune, across the Mars orbit, through the asteroid belt, out past Jupiter. And now the ring planet Saturn is framed in their starboard viewport.
Captain, there's a ship in the viewscope, and there's a black falcon on the hull.
It's Baccarati. Let's get him.
Using every ounce of power, Buzz Corey brings his cruiser closer to Baccarati's ship. Three times he challenges the fugitive to halt, but the prince ignores him.
This is your last warning, Baccarati. Cut your rockets. We're coming aboard.
You're off limits, Corey. Go back home before you get hurt.
You ask for it. Happy, stand by to fire space torpedoes.
Standing by, sir.
Fire one.
Something's wrong with the firing mechanism. Hey, what happened to our rockets?
The power's off.
That's right, Corey. your ship's dead. Power, weapon, and servo mechanism. I'm going to tow you way out in space where you'll never be found. And then I'm going to blast your ship to junk.
A few seconds later, a powerful force field magnetizes the Space Patrol cruiser to the hull of Baccarati's ship. Desperately, Buzz and Happy try to cut on their power as their cruiser is dragged far off the space lanes.
Whatever Baccarati's got, it cut off all the power in the ship, even the spacophone. It looks like we're licked, sir.
Not yet. You might have a field of radiation that neutralizes electronic impulses, but not the nuclear reactors.
But our rockets are off.
Remember, the rocket controls are electronic. Hap, get an atomo torch out of the emergency toolkit.
Yes, sir. I've got it, sir.
I tried the torch.
It works!
Well, that's enough. I'll get our spacesuits out of the locker. We're going to cut our way out of this ship and into Baccarati's.
In their spacesuits, Buzz and Happy go to work with the powerful atomo cutting torches. In a matter of minutes, they cut a hole in the hull of their cruiser. A few moments more, and they're through the hull of Baccarati's ship in an aft compartment. Now, outside the field of the null ray, the spacophone transmitters in their spacesuits work perfectly.
Well, that does it. Quickly, into the next compartment and seal this one off.
Yes, sir.
Let's get out of these spacesuits. If Baccarati wants action, we'll give it to him.
Your Highness?
Yes, Malengro, what is it?
The air pressure indicator for aft compartment 6A, it's dropped.
Well, go back and check.
Hold it right where you are.
Space patrolman, Malengro, use your ray gun.
No, you don't.
Drive it, John.
Now, if you're through playing Baccarati, I'll relieve you of that microfilm you took off the Interplanet Express.
A few days later, back on the man-made planet Terra, Buzz, Corey, and Cadet Happy stand before the Secretary General of the United Planets.
I wanted to tell you, Corey and Cadet Happy, that ships with the new superpower space drive are already in production.
I'm glad to hear it, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, sir.
That means, of course, that all the planets can extend their defense perimeters considerably.
That's fine, sir.
That'll solve many of our problems, but it creates others. One is to find a man who can organize the individual planet defenses into one operation. I've solved that problem. The other problems, Corey, are up to you.
To me, sir?
Yes. You are now Commander-in-Chief of the Space Patrol. Well, Corey, haven't you anything to say?
Well,
congratulations, Captain. Commander. Smoking rockets.
Well, there you have it. The first adventure of Commander Corey. Of the Space Patrol. And I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. It was a lot of fun. I was looking for something of this type that I could come back to on a regular basis. Similar to what I've done with the Hornblower stories. And so occasionally you'll be hearing of the adventures of the Space Patrol. But I hope you look forward to it. And I hope you let me know if you enjoyed today's episode. And whether you'd like to hear more. When I was looking for space adventure radio shows, there are the classics of Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon, and I did find some of those. This was more what I was looking for, but I think what I'll do, since these are so short, when I bring you something from the Space Patrol, I'll probably also couple that with some adventures of Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers, and those are radio shows that were produced back in the 1930s, so they're quite a ways back there, more the golden age of adventure, more kind of the pulpy adventures. And I think you'll enjoy those as well. So look forward to that. Well, that's about all I have for you today, kids. But be sure to tune in next week when we'll have a surreal tale from Ken Scholes about the boy who could bend and fall. But before I leave, I did want to thank you for all of the nice comments and feedback that I have gotten from many of you. I really appreciate it, and it makes it feel worth it. And it just makes me enjoy this podcast all the more. Ah, smoking rockets, I love you guys. So until I see you again, be careful out there and journey on. The Journey Into Podcast is produced under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives License, which means that I encourage you to share this podcast with anybody and everybody. But please, do not sell it or change it. And let people know where you got it from. The theme music for this podcast has been provided by Man in Space. Thank you.